saving money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome back to Tip TV. We're here with Simon French, who's Chief Economist at Panmure Gordon. How are you today, Simon?
Very good, thank you, Zach.
Right, as the late Freddie Mercury might say, another one bites the dust.
Well, it is. It's a case of one avoided in terms of the Austria presidential election, but one firmly in the crosshairs. And Matteo Renzi's resignation has led to Italian banks opening significantly down, and Monte dei Paschi opened down 7%. And a spike, albeit a constrained one, in Italian bond yields. But quite frankly, what goes on today is somewhat of a poor indicator on what really will be the forward trajectory, which will be determined by whether the Italians have another general election and what happens to the five-star movement and Northern League.
Well, they've got that clown. Do you think the clown is going to be, what's his name? I can't remember his name, Grillo or something like that. Is he actually going to become prime minister, or is it just a bit of a protest movement at the moment?
Well, I think there's two points to this, which is, first of all, will Beppe Grillo is the head of the Five Star Movement, will he have enough political support? Certainly not in the current constitution of the parliament. I think they're going to need another general election if he's going to seize power. But I think what we really should be watching here is the role of the ECB. Will the ECB want to get involved in the politics if they have someone brought to power like Beppe Grillo, who's promising a referendum on the future of the euro? Will you have a situation where Mario Draghi, obviously the Italian head of the ECB, makes support for the Italian banking system contingent on having a government in Italy that supports its ongoing membership of the euro? That's a crazy sort of political backdrop to try and sort of navigate through for investors over the next 12 months.
But I sense the change there, because after the Brexit vote here, where you've got that, so it looks like we're heading for a soft Brexit or just a delayed one, if there's going to be one at all. The EU and the ECB have got that hold over countries by being able to say either, we hold the purse strings and your banks are bust, which basically applies to most of the southern European countries. So therefore, you can't leave because you're too bust to leave. And obviously, also for the UK, they've got the leverage of trade deals or protection, basically what is a protectionist trading zone. So basically nobody can leave. It's a Hotel California situation, and that, we've seen, even though Renzi's gone today, we haven't seen blood on the blood in the markets, let's say. The euro bounced from 105. The markets are relatively stable. So we've got a pattern going here, haven't we?
Well, we have got a pattern, and I think the reason the euro hasn't moved lower than it already has, and also why bond yields haven't moved higher in early trading as they perhaps could have done, is the ECB remain very activist. And your point to that, you've got a system here which is underpinned by monetary support from the ECB, and what does that mean in terms of the political role of the ECB? Now, clearly they got heavily involved and will get involved again in the Greek situation, but do we really want the ECB wading into the type of government we have in Italy? I think that's a very, very dangerous precedent. You mentioned also Brexit. I mean, one of the beneficiaries of all of this is sterling. Sterling is now back up above 120 against the euro, its highest level since the 24th of June. Actually, it's one of my calls for Q4, which is a stronger pound, an oversold position, when actually the eye is now starting to shift to the eurozone, has shifted to the eurozone, and actually, strange as it may sound, sterling, the UK economy, feels like a bit of a safe haven right now.
Right, the only cloud on the horizon here, if there is one, is the Supreme Court issue. Is that going to be a problem one way or the other?
Well, not in the short term. So the hearing starts today in the Supreme Court. And for your viewers, right, the timescale from here is they will hear evidence over the coming days. And we'll, of course, have the Scottish government getting involved. They've been given the right to make representations on why the Scottish Parliament need to have a stake in all of this, a role in triggering Article 50. But we're not going to get a ruling until January. But then it'll, assuming, as most people are, that it goes against the government. Will the government call some of the Remainers, the Ramonas bluff, and actually produce a very, very short parliamentary act, maybe some suggestions, just 16 words on the bill, saying we're leaving the European Union, this gives the government power to trigger Article 50, and see how where Parliament and parliamentarians sit on this. And I think Parliament will pass that very quickly. So I think those hoping for a Supreme Court intervention, They're clinging to straws.
Right. Finally, you're an economist, and we get periodically get new terms coming through. The latest one is shrinkflation. Do you think the rebound on the pound will kill shrinkflation?
Well, it's clearly the more we see a reversal on some of those trends on sterling, the less some of those predictions for 4.5% CPI inflation that were being bandied around earlier in the autumn, they're going to start to be rolled back. And we've seen this already, haven't we? With the euro dollar parity trade has been, everyone was in that position in Q2. They rolled out of it in Q4. They're rolling back towards it. I wouldn't rule out inflation spiking higher, not just because of sterling, but actually because food and oil prices may well move higher early in 2017. And I'm still expecting inflation north of 3% by the middle of next year.
So the Toblerones will remain in their new form, and the Marmite will still be expensive and stuff like that. Bit of profiteering there.
That's right. Well, I think that's right. I think you'll see suppliers trying to react through the supply chain. You'll see a tug of war between consumers and producers, and indeed, the on the exchange rate, trying to make sense of this and trying to stop some of the prices being passed on directly to the consumer. But I think that's given how tight some of the margins are, particularly in the retail space, I think that's going to be a forlorn hope.
Simon French, Chief Economist at Panmure Gordon, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Always a pleasure.
Cheers, Zach.